4 days before he received the knock on the door informing him that his beloved son Riff had died on the battlefield, Avi Harish felt that it was going to happen. I started eulogizing him and felt great distress. I even told my wife, and she was somewhat mad at me for saying it, so I kept it to myself, Harish said in a phone interview with the Journal. With every day that passed, I felt that Riff was not coming back. I found myself mourning him while I was driving and then was scolding myself for doing so. Then came April 6th and that knock on the door, and Harish knew that premonition was right. The next day, he buried his only son. Riff Harish was a combat soldier serving in the combat unit Egos. He fell in the Gaza Strip during the battle at Khan Yunis. He was 20 years old and had enlisted in the IDF only 2 months prior to the outbreak of war. His father said it was important for him to take on a meaningful role. Before entering Gaza, Riff wrote letters to his family, like many IDF soldiers who are asked to write letters in case something happens to them. Why do I risk my life? They did it before me, and they will do it after, he wrote. I'm doing it for that elderly lady who is telling me thank you and cries. I'm willing to sacrifice my life for my family, so they will sit peacefully and know that behind them stands a giant army that will watch over them as long as we are on our feet. Riff was killed alongside his commander, Captain Ido Baruch, and his comrades, Sergeant Amitai Ivan Shoshan and Sergeant Ilyahu Zairi. During the Shiva, many bereaved parents came to visit Avi and Sigel Harish. Some had just lost their children in that war and some had lost them in previous wars or terror attacks. Quite a few of them told me they felt like me, that during the few days before their child got killed, they felt it was going to happen, said Harish. A week after the Shiva ended, it was Passover. Riff's parents and his older sister Zoe, 26, booked a hotel in the desert and stayed there for a couple of days. They didn't feel ready to celebrate the holiday, and Harish said he isn't sure if they'll celebrate Rosh Hashanah in October. It's going to be weird because Riff loved the holidays so much, and it will be difficult to celebrate them without him. The death of his beloved son changed his life in many ways. For one, he decided to quit his job in marketing. I want to start doing things that have more meaning and help others, he said. I can't elaborate more about it now because it's still in the early stages. Secondly, the family decided to leave Kibbutz Ramat David in northern Israel where Riff was raised and buried and moved to Tel Aviv. They needed a change to start a new chapter in life. Another decision he, his wife and daughter have made is to continue living and not let grief overcome them. It's a matter of choice, he said. The minute I understood that Riff was killed, I knew I needed to choose life. I'm happy that Zoe and Sigel have chosen the same. Still, it isn't easy. We still experience daily heartache, hour by hour, even minute by minute. But still we choose to live because that's what Riff would have wanted us to do. Throughout the interview, Harish doesn't express any anger toward the Israeli government or the IDF. He said that at first, he was angry at them and then at Riff for running into the line of fire. But with time, you understand that no one forced him to enlist in this unit and risk his life, he said. What pushes him forward is the hope that one day he'll be able to have a grandson using Riff's sperm. Many bereaved parents in Israel have fought to allow them to have a grandchild. However, it's extremely rare. In fact, in 2003, the Israeli Attorney General ruled that only a wife or a girlfriend could use the sperm of a deceased partner, not his parents. Since then, every once in a while, there are articles about bereaved parents who are appealing the court to allow them to extract their son's sperm and have a grandchild, by a surrogate or a woman who is interested in carrying and raising the child. Most often than not, their request is denied. After Riff was killed, sperm was extracted from him, per the request of his family. Although the law allows parents to request sperm extraction, it's not as easy to get an approval to have this sperm used, especially if the deceased wasn't married or was in a relationship. We are now working to pass a law allowing parents to use their son's sperm to have a grandchild, said Harish. We know Riff wanted to have children. He even knew what he is going to name them. Harish said that he had spoken with families who are fighting this in court for over 12 years and are spending hundreds of thousands of shekels in legal fees. It shouldn't be this way. We had lost so much, and that's the least that the state of Israel can do for bereaved families. When commended for being so strong and optimistic despite everything he had gone through, Harish admitted he has his breaking points. We, the bereaved families, are good actors. From the outside, we seem okay. I'm going out, sitting in coffee shops, meeting people, and it seems like life has gone back to normal. What you don't see is the constant longing, the pain of thinking about all the things Rif wanted to do but won't. Rif was full of life, he traveled Israel and the world, he had many friends, he loved listening to music and loved to laugh. I don't think I had ever seen him sad. He really loved life. Harish paused, then continued, if we had the chance to ask Rif, he would have said, go on living, live life to the fullest, go and do things you love to do and be happy, and that's what we intend to do.